Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your
Welcome back. It's the Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back with what I think is a Small Business Anthem. Even when times get rough, you had enough. Still got to try. Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wes Schaefer is our guest, our new friend. He's the author of a book, It Takes More Than a Big Smile, a Good Idea, and a Twitter account to have a to build a successful business at last. He is the sales whisperer. Wes, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what it takes to be successful. In the previous segment, you said make sure you've got a sales agenda for not only for developing prospects, but when you actually call on the prospects. But before you get there, it seems to me, Wes, as I talk to salespeople, as I do quite a bit of this myself, the big challenge I see them having is prospecting. Prospecting has always been the stepchild of selling, as you know, as you alluded to earlier. A lot of people are great in closing, but they're not so much good at prospecting. That's where the elbow grease is and the shoe leather is required. But I believe that cold calling, literally calling somebody on the phone who's never heard of you before, I think that is not only not productive anymore, I think it's actually a negative thing in terms of, I think it actually gives your brand bad will, not goodwill. Just making the call to somebody out of the blue that you don't know. What do you think?
I disagree, especially in business to business. I've sold a lot of stuff. I spent a lot of time in high tech. I've sold to companies like Google, Sprint, AT&T, Apple. You're not going to get those people with a tweet. Okay. What happens though is people, they don't like using the phone. Because again, they don't have anything unique to say. They're just going to call up and say, "Hey, Jim, this is Wes. You got a minute?" You know, yeah. or even worse, "Hey, Jim, how are you?"
So how would you start a conversation on the phone with somebody who was say a VP of a company that you'd never met, had never heard of you? How would you start that?
I would do some quick research first, and thank goodness for things like LinkedIn. All right, I would find out everything I could about you, but I would do it quickly. Okay, don't use this as an excuse to goof off on social media. I want to know if you've worked somewhere else, where you went to school, things like that. Ideally, I get a referral, or I'm doing business with your competitor. Okay, so like in the case of AT&T, I probably would get your voicemail anyway, but if I got you on the phone, you know, say you're at AT&T, I just left Sprint. You know, say, "Jim, this is Wes Schaefer. We haven't met. I've been doing some business with Sprint, actually a good bit of business, and I thought you might be interested to hear how we are helping them," and then come up with something.
And that, in what you just described, though, Wes, is not a cold call where they never heard of you, you never heard of them, and there's no basis. You've done research. You've found a way to be relevant in that phone, if you leave a message. You've done some things. I'm talking about the old days. People are still doing this, Wes. They have a number. They have a phone. They don't do anything at all. They just pick up the phone and try to call them on the phone. You and I agree that's not a good idea, right?
Yeah. Well, that's like literally pulling out the phone bug, the yellow.
But people are still doing that, Wes. They're still doing that.
Yeah. I mean, in a business-to-business world, cold calling still works. And that's what I consider a cold call, right? You and I haven't met. Mm-hmm. You don't know me, so in that regard, it's cold. But picking up the phone. I mean, I'm not going to call my neighbor and say, "Hey, you want to buy $1 million worth of telecommunications test equipment?" That's going to be kind of tough.
But when you make that call, so you've done the research, you've done the work to find the relevance, some kind of a hook that makes them want to take your call or return your call. When you do that, you have to make sure that you don't try to oversell that particular call in that call, right? You're just trying to get an appointment, right?
Exactly, and especially in the B2B world, they can easily say no over the phone. Mm-hmm. Right? But again, assuming this is a complex sale, this is something that costs more than a few bucks, then you are selling the appointment, right? You are selling them on receiving some real information from you. But you got to be careful. Just because somebody says, send me some information, you know, you got to really try to qualify that, because that's usually just a polite blow off.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to drill down. And then,
because the goal is face to face, right?
Yeah, well, especially in a high tech or a high ticket item,
or B2B.
Right, it's not only. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if it's B2B, especially, you got to get face to face.
Well, you have to get face to face, but you have to get face to face with the true decision makers. And just because somebody has a title doesn't mean they're the true decision makers. You know, and again, dealing with high tech, you would think that the CIO, right, the chief information officer, is a decision maker, but most of the times they delegate that down. Maybe they have a director of IT, they have a director for hardware, they have a director for software. And if you're selling hardware, you want to find out who that is and make sure that person is in the meeting with the CIO,
right?
So you can cut that sales cycle in half.
Wes, I need a website, please.
TheSalesWhisperer.com.
All right. The book is called It Takes More Than a Big Smile, a Good Idea, and a Twitter account to build a business that lasts. That's his new book. Hey, Wes, come back again soon. Good job today.
I will. Thank you.
Wes Schaefer, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.